scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So some crazy stuff going down in Houston still.
Yeah, it's
Hurricane
really
Harvey.
Devastating down there.
Yeah, Hurricane Harvey seems to be just kind of circling.
Yeah.
And, you know,
just
going offshore
more
and then going
havoc.
Back on shore. And there's ways you can help with donating to the American Red Cross. Another company that's doing some help for all these people is Pizza Hut. According to Fox News, the Pizza Hut stores down in Sugar Land, Texas, are using kayaks to deliver pizza to Hurricane Harvey victims. One of the managers told local news stations that she had her husband gather as many kayaks as he could before she and her employees started delivering pizzas.
Wow.
So Pizza Hut workers placed their heated delivery pouches on the kayaks before rowing out to the victims.
Wow, that's so amazing. I've really been, it's been heartening to see all the stories of people helping each other out and just finding really innovative ways to do that. And everyone needs pizza. You need food. And a lot of people
you
are trapped without food.
And what's going to make you feel a little bit better about
normal.
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
A little more normal is
some pizza.
Nice warm pizza.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think Amazon Prime is probably delivering wine to these people just yet. But they should be. And most people can actually now get Amazon Prime wine in 11 more cities. And not just wine. You can also get just booze. So Amazon Prime now is expanding its alcohol delivery service to 11 more cities. It's been available in Seattle for a few years now. It'll cost you $8 if you want it in an hour. But if you can wait 2 hours, the delivery is free. So you can now get that stuff delivered in Cincinnati, Chicago, Columbus, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, New York City, Phoenix, Portland, Richmond, San Diego, San Francisco, and Seattle. But you know what?
I'm going to do that next time I go to Chicago.
No. You get the Shipt app. They deliver wine.
Oh, do they?
Yes, and beer. And maybe elk, like maybe liquor.
Okay.
So you get that. Get Shipt.
Uh-huh.
Shipt.
Uh-huh.
It's local, and it's with like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So no need to go to a big city to have your booze delivered to your couch.
Can I do that right now?
I mean, if we can get it past the front door, probably. Probably actually a really slow time, so we probably could get it 15
probably,
minutes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, check this out. So according to a new survey by Dictionary.com, 37% of teachers are now using memes. GIFs or GIFs?
GIFs.
I think they're GIFs.
Nope. The guy who invented them said they're GIFs, so I'm going to go with what he said.
All right. And emojis to help with their lessons. They're most commonly used in the middle schools, followed by high schools, college, postgraduate, and actually elementary schools as well.
Yeah.
So, no.
You can't beat them. Win in Rome.
I guess they understand it better, but why can't we just use words again?
Well, you know, some memes do have words on them.
There are some that I read somebody's status or post, and I don't understand what they're saying.
Sometimes now I just like to cram as many emojis as I can. Like, I like to just say everything with emojis.
Right.
There's a lot of emojis. It gives you a lot of options.
There's too many.
There's too many? Oh, I disagree.
Oh.
There needs to be more. But there doesn't need to be more pumpkin spice latte stuff.
No.
There just doesn't. But there is. So Native Deodorant is selling a pumpkin spice latte deodorant.
Okay.
This is where Starbucks really failed, not locking that name down.
I know, right?
Because now everyone's just going to take it and run with it. And I don't want people's armpits to smell like pumpkin spice latte. I'm going to be walking around hungry all day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to smell like your uncle that ate all the pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
And it all came out through his pores.
Yeah.
So apparently the company claims the deodorant lasts all day. It contains coconut oil, probiotics, cocoa butter, baking soda, a dash of cinnamon, some nutmeg, maybe some Libby's. I just made that up.
No, that's pretty much
that's,
it.
That's probably
what pumpkin spice is.
It's $12 a stick. So if you want to smell like that, I don't know.
Jeez,
go for it.
$12?
Yeah.
I can just make that at home.
It's kind of, and just slather it on your pits.
Yeah.
Try it. See how it works.
I'll smell like pumpkin spice tomorrow.